If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. Welcome to the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. We're excited to have all of you guys back here with us for yet another episode where we're going to be interviewing a customer who came through the One Funnel Away Challenge and saw success. Before we get started, though, I'd like to introduce myself and let you guys know who I am. If you haven't heard any of these episodes yet, my name is Shane Larson. At ClickFunnels, I am the One Funnel Away manager. I help run the program alongside my amazing team who just build this foundation and this amazing experience for the customers who come through the One Funnel Away Challenge. Now, for those who are not fully familiar with the One Funnel Away Challenge, we'll get into the details of it and kind of hear the story of our guest here in just a second, but I'll give you a brief explanation. It's a 30-day coaching course where we're going to take you through the basics, the fundamentals, the principles of building a funnel and getting it launched and out the door in that 1 month time frame. And we're going to help you drive traffic to it as well. So it's $100. You go to onefunnelaway.com to sign up. Every 2 weeks, we start a new one, and we'd love to have you come through it. You have training videos from Russell Brunson himself, and then you have coaching courses from our coaches that help you with those training assignments, those homework assignments every single day. We've got all the resources there for you guys for $100. It's pretty much a steal from the first day on. So we want you guys to be there, and then maybe you'll be the next guest on the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. But today we're going to hear from Dr. Stacy Cooper about her amazing success story. So Dr. Stacy, thanks so much for joining the show.
Of course, Shane, it's my pleasure. And I'm super excited to share my experience because that $100 completely changed my life. But we'll talk about that.
Ooh, that's a great way to start this one. I mean, now everybody's probably, you know, if they're not paying attention, they sure are now. So let's see, the $100 changed your life. Let's talk about that. November, I think it was November of 2020 is when you said you took the challenge, right? But I want to know, Stacy, what was it going through your mind? Like, why did you decide to go into the One Funnel Away Challenge? Did you already have a pre-established business before you even heard about One Funnel Away? And how did this whole thing transpire to get you to the One Funnel Away Challenge?
Everything is a process in motion. That's for certain. And yes, I've had an online business for over 7 years now at this point. And recently I got into ClickFunnels. I was using a different platform and other things all plugged in together, which was a disaster and so complicated. And so I started working with another mentor, Ken Dunn, and he introduced me to ClickFunnels, and because that's what he uses, that's what he teaches. So that's what I leapt into. And I created a few funnels and that sort of thing. But when Russell was at Easier Life Online and I got connected through his offer and jumped into the One Funnel Away Challenge, there was a few of us within our community who came in together. And so not only the support from what was already provided in the course, but the three of us together who met every day too to keep each other on track, we just, after day one, we had more than our $100 worth. And I'm from Canada, so that $100 was way more than just your US $100. And day one, we already reaped the rewards of that. The nuances and things that we were taught already shifted how I was already thinking about the funnels that I already had. But creating the one funnel, I already had an idea, followed this process step by step. And the beautiful part is the homework, because it is, you do this today, you do this thing tomorrow, and it's just spoon-fed to you over the 30 days. And in 30 days, you have an active, fully functional, filled funnel that you can drive traffic to, and they teach you how to drive the traffic to. It's every piece is right there in the challenge.
I'm so glad to hear that. Like, it's super cool because, I mean, I'm in the day-to-day. So it's cool to hear it from a customer's perspective to say, like, yeah, like they spoon-feed it to you, like bite-sized pieces. And that's the beauty of, like, Russell Brunson's thought process. I think that's why he's such an amazing instructor, is because he understands that from a customer standpoint, you need that sometimes. You can be a well-established business owner, but if you're new to this particular space, you still need to learn. And sometimes like little pieces are the best way to do it so you can comprehend it and implement. And once you implement, you remember. And I think that's why he, you know, is so effective in the way that he teaches, and the One Funnel Away Challenge is so effective in the way that it's laid out. Like you said, it's bite-sized pieces every single day. So you can get these little victories every day, one by one. But what I really wanted to unbox here, Dr. Stacy, was the fact that you said, you know, and it started changing the way that you thought about the funnels that you already had even. So what I see a lot of are customers that come in with their own thought process. They might be, you know, ClickFunnels customers before, or this might be their very first introduction to funnels, but they have their own beliefs and thought process prior to coming in. How did you go about it? Walk us through that in your mindset of allowing yourself to be open to maybe changing the way that you thought before and the way that you were going to actually act with building your funnels.
Okay. First off, I'm a chiropractor. And I'm great at helping people heal their health naturally. Building funnels, marketing, emails, all of that stuff, not my forte. So I know what I teach and I know the content that I have. And thinking that I know what it is that my clients need is not necessarily correct either. So when Russell brought it out and said, you know, here's your one page, here's your opt-in, here's, you know, all these bits and pieces and how the components fit together, that completely changed my thought process as to what I had designed, coming from the point of, I know what they need. You know, I don't even know what they're looking for, right? So having that key component to manage their pain points, to serve them where they're at, so that they can connect and resonate with the message that I have to share. That was the number one thing. One thing I will say about Russell is he too is like me. He's not a tech person. And he said right there that, guys, if I can't figure this out myself, go back and fix it again. Go back and fix it again. Go back and fix it again. And that's what Russell said to his team. Because if Russell couldn't do it on his own, then he would know that I wouldn't be able to do it on my own. And that's why it's so friendly and so user-friendly. And That really made the process much easier. And, you know, people within my, not my coaching community, but in my mentoring community, others that I work with in what we're doing, this technological stuff. And if they're just starting out and saying, oh, this is so overwhelming, I don't even know where to begin. How do I even start? How do you know which end is up? And I said, hello, I was in the exact same place. I didn't know how to do any of this, and now I can actually build my own freaking funnels, which is freaking amazing, and know how to do it and how to put it together. So I can't say enough about the process of the 30 days. The workbook, you follow along. The recordings are right there. The homework is bite-sized, absolutely manageable. The coaching every day, live, and they stay with you on the call until your problem is resolved. They're right. They're not going to say, oh, you get 3 minutes and I have to move on to the next person. No, there's so much coaching and support to help you fix any issues that you don't have quite the understanding of. If you're brand new or you've tried something and it's not quite working and you need extra help to find that little fix that you just overlooked. Because there are different aspects to it and it takes time to learn it and you can't know it all on day one, but the support is amazing.
I love to hear that. I have a big spot in my heart for the team that we've put together here at One Funnel Away. Like the coaches are there to help you. I can tell you that they are so amazing. And like you said, you know, Dr. Stacy's, they're there to help you. They're not just going to push you off the call. If you got a question, that's what they're paid to do, is to help you get through the challenge and get through these roadblocks, these barriers, which we'll get into in just a second. I want to get into more specifics, but I didn't want to touch base. You mentioned you are a chiropractor. I'm sitting here doing the cardinal sin for all individuals out there. I'm self-adjusting while I'm sitting here on the call. And you just mentioned you're a chiropractor. So I was like, oh, I better sit up with a good posture and, you know, get my shoulder blades back. I love it. So we'll have to chat more about that later too. I love chiropractors, but it just made me laugh because you're sitting there. I'm a chiropractor as I'm like popping my own neck, self-adjusting. I'm like, oh no, I can't do that. My chiropractor
always talks a lot about that, and that's really bad for you.
I know. I should all know that. For all those out there listening, listen to Dr. Stacy. She knows what she's talking about. Do not self-adjust, even though it might feel good in the moment. You're not doing yourself any favors. So, no, oh, it's so funny. So you come into the One Funnel Away Challenge, and you mentioned you're new to the space of funnel building. You were already building funnels, but you were new to this online space. You're not necessarily, you're like Russell. You're not the technically savvy one with the technical stuff. And I can second that. I know firsthand experience that Russell isn't lying when he says like he doesn't know the tech stuff. I've been there when we were asking him about Facebook ads and he had no clue what was going on. He was like, I don't even know where to go on this thing. And he was like scrolling through Facebook. So that's why he has a traffic team and all this stuff. He's very open and honest when he doesn't know something. It's kind of funny. But you come into here and you're learning. I want to know what your favorite mission was. Like, what was something that was like, man, this, when you knew that this was like going to work for you, when it clicked that you're like, okay, this funnel thing, this is going to work for my business model.
My favorite mission. There's so many. Putting the sequence in place. I love doing the video portion for the opt-in page or the welcome page or whatever. I love to talk rather than write. So it was much easier for me to be able to put together a video and just converse like this to the camera than to think what to type down in words. So that really helped me to get that opt-in page set up to allow my audience to see me and my personality and chemistry that we have together, connection. I like that portion of it. So that was really one of the ones off the top of my head that I recall. But there were so many because, like I said, every day when Mike and Kira and I got together for our accountability each day, every one of us had something different from that day that was our favorite thing. So yeah, there's just so much throughout the 30 days.
I'll tell you my favorite mission. Even having been through the One Funnel Away Challenge, I've been working through this thing since it started in 2018. Still to this day, the greatest showman training, which is when Russell talks about, you know, he's like, you know, basically showing everybody that you don't have any excuses not to make products. Because people are like, well, I'm a chiropractor, but I don't know how to put products together with that business model for an offer. And he basically goes through and shows everyone how you can create, like, it's when he says, I got the iPhone and I can make this iPhone worth $5,000 when somebody else is selling it for, you know, $500, and it'll make it look like it's a steal. And he shows you how. That to me is always eye-opening, because no matter what industry you are in, if you're a multi-level marketer, right, you're selling ketones or you're selling scented candle warmers or whatever you may be doing, or you're a chiropractor, your brick and mortar business, your whatever business model you're in, Russell basically just kind of shuts that all down saying, hey, you can do this. Like, stop making excuses. Here's how you can make offers. And to me, that's like the most eye-opening one. It's like, boom, like you get all the, that's when you almost get in trouble because you've got too many ideas where before you didn't have any. So it's like, oh no.
And so, I completely agree that offer building, it really opens your mind to anything that you could pluck together to provide value for your client, your customer, your potential prospect, because there are so many things. And oftentimes you can't see the forest for the trees, right? You've got all this information up here, no matter what business you're in, but you don't even know what to serve up first on the platter. And when he goes through that, you know, that showmanship, that, and that iPhone was brilliant. And I'm not going to share the secrets that he shares, but the bonuses that he packed that phone full of, that's what made it worth the value. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
Oh, I'm so glad you said it. I love it. I love it when it's just like the light bulb goes off. It's like, ding. You're like, oh, wow. I love that. I love it so much. I love that you also had an accountability group. You did mention that earlier in the interview, and then you just kind of referenced it again, your friends in your area that were doing the challenge as well. You know what? Talk about that for a second, because I think that goes unnoticed, like the support around you, you know, like power in numbers. I always, and power in proximity as well. People don't realize like how lonely entrepreneurship can kind of be. Sometimes Russell references it. You hear a lot of top dog entrepreneurs talk about how lonely entrepreneurship can be. But when you have people that are like-minded individuals going with you through a journey, such as going through a One Funnel Away Challenge, it's like, it's almost like doing a fitness challenge, right? I need to lose weight, or I need to do this. It's better to have a companion there with you to kind of hold you accountable. I want you to talk about how impactful it was to have your friends close by doing it with you.
It was, for me, one of the most impactful things. And it goes with all of my coaching that I share with all of my clients. you are much more likely to quit on yourself in an instant. You have excuses as long as your arm to not do whatever thing it is that you say that you want to do. But the moment that you have said it to somebody else, you've made a commitment to somebody else to show up or be together or be held accountable, they're going to depend on you to report back. And you will not shame yourself by not doing the thing. So accountability is gigantic for you to accomplish the success that you desire. You can sign up for One Funnel Away. You can say, yep, I'll do it for 30 days. You'll get 3 days in, and if nobody is there with you doing it, with you holding you accountable so that you can work with each other, you won't necessarily pass through unless you're really, really, really super dedicated. Because other things will come up. Netflix will pop up. Somebody will call and say, hey, let's go for a beer or whatever. But when you're dedicated and committed and you have an accountability partner who's showing up and you're meeting with them every day just to check in, we would do it right after the training. As immediately as the training was done, we hopped on our Zoom call, the three of us, and hashed out what was your favorite thing that day and what are you committing to do tonight before the next call tomorrow. And we did that all the way through the entire 30 days. And without having done that, I know that I wouldn't have been successful simply because life is busy. And if you think that you get to one step where, oh, man, this is just too hard, I don't know what to put in that white sheet, I don't know what, and you get stuck, an accountability partner, you've got somebody to bounce ideas off. They'll pull it out of you. They'll say, hey, you know what? You told me that you like doing this thing and you like to share this info. You know, as a prospective client, this, I think, would be really valuable for you to share with your audience. Boom, there's your white sheet. You know, and that's just a minuscule example, but that happened throughout the entire 30 days. Hey, what color should I use on this landing page? Hey, how do you think this font looks? And feedback, right? And so the three of us, we had been doing another training together. We were doing some affiliate marketing with another program. And so we were following their steps, and they use ClickFunnels and broadcasts and all that kind of stuff. And so we had come from that community and said, hey, did you see Russell's, you know, $97 offer? Yeah. Hey, let's try that. Right. Cause we were already building funnels. And so we jumped into it and then just continued our friendship. And to this day now, what are we almost, we're June now, you know, 8 months later, we're still connecting weekly to follow up on our business, to talk about what we're doing, and to hold each other accountable for what our next steps are, simply because entrepreneurship can be so solopreneurship, and you can be isolated in a box and no communication with anybody, and you're struggling and left in the dark. And that's not fun. We're social beings. We need to be connected.
100%. And that's why I think it's so awesome. Like, I love that whole story. I didn't know any of that. Just so anybody knows, like, recording this right now, I didn't know that story. So Dr. Stacey just kind of unfolded that for us all to hear that. We always encourage people in the groups to grab an accountability partner and just get to know people inside the groups. We have these Facebook groups for everybody. It's the community. And we don't just say that just for the sake of saying it. We tell you that because there's legitimate, like, friendships that you can build. And you can connect with like-minded individuals. I always say this, like, one of my favorite things about college, which I don't, you know, I have my mixed opinions on school, but I went and got my college degree, you know, and I was in college. One of my favorite things about it wasn't the education. It was actually the networking and the communication and the friendships that I built there. And the reason for it was when I was there, during the time you're in school, everybody has this feeling of like, hey, we're going to be in school and we're going to get a degree and we're going to make more money when we get out. That's kind of like the feeling when you're in school, right? Granted, it changes when you get out, depending on your situation. But when you're there, everybody's like hyped up and they're excited because they're like-minded individuals. You're surrounded by like-minded people who are trying to better themselves, further educate themselves so that hopefully the idea in the future is to put themselves in a better situation when they get out of college. That's what I loved about it. And when you come into the One Funnel Away Challenge, you have like-minded individuals there. There's a similar feel to it with the community. And I think there's so much power in having like-minded people around you. And I think it's so cool that you actually had some close-knit friends to bounce ideas off of, and you held each other accountable so you could get through it, because it's not just during the 30 days. You said it yourself, Dr. Stacey, 8 months later, you guys are still connected. And I think that's really, really cool. That branches into my next question too. I mean, the One Funnel Away Challenge, you get a lot of different missions, and a lot of things are hard. There's a lot of different things that you might get stuck on. Were there any missions in particular where you came to a roadblock where you might have had to use your accountability partners or try to get through that in a different way? And if so, what were they? Like, which missions did you get stuck on?
I don't know about stuck at this moment. I'll think on that. But one thing, as you were speaking, came to me was the funnel Rolodex. Oh my goodness. I'm not a graphic artist. I don't create stuff like that. So having the funnel Rolodex of people already in Russell's community who can create for me, what do you call it? The product shot, right? With your DVD, your all that stuff, your white sheet, your laptop, your Facebook course and all that together. So it looks really nice. I can't create that. Well, I could, but it'd take me how long? So having the funnel Rolodex for somebody to create something that they already knew what I was talking about. They've already been through Russell's programs. They already knew what I was looking for, and they just had to slap my images in it. Well, they did more than that, but you know what I mean. Yeah. So that was such a valuable tool. What was one of the biggest roadblocks? I don't know. I think because of the support that I had, me personally, I don't deal with roadblocks. They aren't there. I'll find a way to achieve that thing, whatever it happens to be, because I'm resourceful and I'll go for help. I'll ask the coaches. I'll ask my accountability partner. So I don't necessarily get stuck. And even like with all the training that's provided in the course and what Russell teaches, I know certainly people would find places to get stuck, but that's just not my personality. So I can't say that I had one.
You are the best example of what we want to like stress here. That resourceful, that if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to be resourceful. That's just the reality of the situation. Any business owner needs to know that, right? You got to be resourceful. And that doesn't mean you've got to do it all on your own. You just said something that was super important. You found your who, not the how. You went to the funnel Rolodex. For those who don't know what the funnel Rolodex is, it's basically Fiverr or any of these other freelance platforms, but it's specific to funnel hackers within the community that understand the ClickFunnels community and the ClickFunnels space. So if you go to funnelrolodex.com, it's the funnel Rolodex. It's a Rolodex of funnel builders who understand how to do these different things, whether it's your ebook design covers, like Dr. Stacy was talking about, these little digital products to make it look sexy online. Because sometimes people don't realize, like, I need to make a book cover, but I need that to actually be on the website. How do I do that? Well, these guys, you don't need to worry about that. Pay somebody to do it and they'll do it for you because they know how to do it. That's being resourceful. Using the coaching calls. If you have a question on the missions, like the, what we call them missions, the homework assignments. If you have a question on that and you're stuck and you're like, hey, I need to just ask this question, or I'm having some troubles trying to build my offer. Let me go to the coaching calls. Like, you already knew that, or you've got accountability partners that you're checking in on every single day and you're bouncing ideas off each other. That's being resourceful. So there's a lesson for everybody. If you're resourceful and you put yourself in the right position, then you'll be successful. You might not hit as many roadblocks, and if you do, you'll just break right through them. It's more so like I don't know how to explain it. It's like when you're going through a parking garage and you need to put the ticket in to let the little thing come up so you can get through, like getting out. Like, you might come to one of those, but then if you have all the resources, you just put the ticket in, push the button, and it pops up, and you can just drive right through. You don't have to break through anything. You're just like, oh, I got everything I need. So anyways, that's the best example. I'm not that creative, but I do have a question for you guys. Or sorry, for you, Dr. Stacy, in regards to the funnel, you're a chiropractor. What kind of funnel did you build out during the One Funnel Away Challenge? People might be listening and be thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm in the medical industry in some form or fashion. Did she do a funnel for her chiropractic business, or did she do something else? I'm curious, like, what funnel did you decide to build during OFA?
So I did not build one for my chiropractic office because I need to reach more people, not locally, but globally. And that's my mission. My mission is to heal the diabetic epidemic globally. I've written the book, Heal Your Health, Nourishing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit Naturally. And so what I created was my 10 down in 10 days funnel, which is 10 simple steps that you can implement 10 minutes at a time to heal your health naturally. And you can find that at 10down10days.com, which is a ClickFunnels funnel. And this is just an amazing little tool. So this is something that I put together because patients were asking me the same questions over and over. I would find myself sharing the same information with different people, figuring out that that's the stuff they wanted to hear, that they needed to learn, to know about, that they would find useful. And that's what I put together in my guide. And so this is a tripwire. So it's something simple. easy, and it's an exchange. It's a white sheet, they call it, I've been told, that it's an exchange where I can receive name and email, and they then receive my free guide. And so that's how you build a list in ClickFunnels. And so that's what I did in One Funnel Away.
Would you look at that? You're using Tripwire. Now all of a sudden you've got all the references down. Look at this. And you're building an email list. That is fantastic. Let's talk about that for a second, though. What you just built with 10down10days.com. Go to 10down10days.com. We'll put the link here in the description for those who are listening so that you can check out Stacy's funnel. But I want to touch base on this. You already had the information, but maybe you didn't know how to extract that information for an offer. You didn't have to reinvent the wheel necessarily, Dr. Stacy. You just had to utilize what you already had. So talk to us about that, because you mentioned like these were questions that you were always answering, but now it's like, oh, okay, why not? If I want to just reach and I'm always already answering these things, I can just put it together. So talk to us about that. When did you realize like, oh, I can put this together in an ebook platform?
Well, and that's the thing. Every person has unique genius. Every person. So you who's listening right now, you may say, oh, what on earth could I possibly build a business around? All you have to think about is what your friends, your family, your acquaintances, anybody that you come in contact with, what do they always ask you about? Whatever they're asking you about is your niche, is your unique genius. And that's what you can build a business around, because that's your unique experience. That's your knowledge base that you have. And that's the information that you share. And there's plenty and plenty and plenty of people on this planet who want the information that you have to offer. So that's all that you need to do is recognize some of the information that you're repeating over and over. What do people keep asking you? And that's your niche. So share that. Write it down. Voice record it if that's easier for you than writing, like it was for me initially. Voice record it and then listen to it. And you can even send it to Temi, or there'll be somebody in Funnel Rolodex who can take your audio recording and transcribe it for you so that you then have copy, which then you can utilize everywhere.
And you got the whole shebang down. I love hearing this. Now, one of the things we do want to ask is, in regards to the success of the funnel. So people are like, oh, cool. So I understand you can build a funnel, but does it actually generate revenue? You don't have to give specific numbers, but we do like to hear, you know, like the, for example, we like to interview people who've earned their One Comma Club awards. Like, so that's the first $1,000 through their sales funnel, right? And that's the cool thing is like, some people say, you know, well, does it even make money? And so the first dollar that comes through on a sales funnel, it's like, dude, once you get that dollar into your bank account, you're like, that actually came through an actual sale of a product that I created for a funnel. Talk to us about the success. How quickly did it generate revenue for you? And what were your feelings when you finally started making some money off of your sales funnels?
Oh, it's amazing, because you build it once and sell it till the end of time. So the 10 down 10 days guide is a free guide. On page 2 is the opportunity for people to take me up on my $7 offer. So $7, they get 10 videos, one for each of the 10 steps, which shares training and information about the 10 steps and the 10 down guide. So I recorded 10 videos, which for me, I'm very comfortable doing that kind of thing. I could talk for days, you can probably tell. And so I just recorded those. I uploaded them onto my funnel page. I was able to do all of that myself. And if you can't or feel that you can't, absolutely, there's somebody in Funnel Rolodex who will do it for you. And then sharing that. So wherever I would be invited to speak at a podcast, anywhere and everywhere on any of my promotional material, on any Facebook posts that I made, Facebook posts are really important. And Rachel Miller will talk to you about that. Use your link. And because people from anywhere who see your stuff may be invited to click your link, 10down10days.com. And that's how you build the list. They automatically see on page 2 the $7 offer. And if they choose to take you up on it, fantastic. And if they don't, then change the friggin' video that you put at the top of page 2 so that they do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So you had a $7 offer there. How many people took you up on that? How long did it take you to get your One Comma Club award, Stacy?
Not too terribly long. I started in... Let me see. I think it was probably 6 or 7 weeks for the first comma, for the $1,000 at $7. And then, of course, I was hosting a webinar in there as well. So there would have been some purchases of my course program during that time too. So that wouldn't necessarily come straight from that. But I would say 8 to 10 weeks it would have been for the strictly from only the $7 course would have been my $1,000. And now I'm up to
that.
Now I'm up to 20,000. What?
Repeat that one more time for us.
Now I'm up to $20,000 in my ClickFunnels platform. So it's not just from my Tripwire, but I am up to $20,000 in ClickFunnels already. And that's in less than a year. So this year I plan to 10X that.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Now, $20,000. Okay, through ClickFunnels. Now you understand the funnel building process. You had dabbled into funnels before, and then you took one funnel away and you kind of built a little bit more of a foundation with it, and you're kind of moving on, you're adjusting, you're doing things. Do you feel, okay, $20,000. For those listening, $20,000. What would $20,000 additional dollars do for you? If you could, you know, if you could just get that $20,000, if you could get a funnel built and figure out the process, just figure out the process and use your own, in your terms, unique genius. Like your unique genius to kind of put something together on a funnel. If $20,000 could be generated, what would that do for your life? That's my question, because that's literally, to use your words again, life changing. If you see the grand scheme of things, how that can help, not to mention the amount of people that you are serving with your quote unquote unique genius, like your expertise, you're serving all these people and helping them in a niche that you have the knowledge of, the niche that you're the expert in. I think it's so cool. I want people to think about that. $20,000 have been generated now through funnels because you understand the fundamentals and the principles. Do you think that, you know, I just want your opinion here, Stacey. Do you think that going through one funnel away was vital to building the foundation for what you've been able to accomplish since?
It absolutely was, because I had funnels before I did the one funnel away challenge. Did that get me to my one comma club? No. Why? Because I didn't know squat about funnels and how they work and what people are looking for.
Exactly. Okay. I appreciate you, Stacey. I know we got to jump off, so I appreciate your time with us. And we're going to have to cut it short, but $20,000, congratulations on what you've done. And we look forward to seeing you. Is there any other websites that we can find you at before we let you go?
Absolutely. Because I'm hopping right now onto my webinar, my free web class, which is at 90daynewyou.com. So you can feel free to click that link, join me for my free interactive web class where I share with you how you can lose weight without dieting and eating chocolate cake, without ever hitting the gym, and how to kick your cravings for good. So that's at 90daynewyou.com, and that's happening in a minute.
Perfect, Stacey. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
And every week thereafter.
Heck yeah. We'll put that here in the description. Thank you so much, Stacey, for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Shane. Have an awesome day and good luck to everyone in one funnel away.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. For all those listening in, thank you so much for tuning into the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. Make sure you go to onefunnelaway.com. Check it out. We have a new challenge coming up here shortly. We want you guys to be able to be the next success story in the One Funnel Away challenge. So come check it out. We're here to help you out. We look forward to seeing you in the challenge. If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game. It doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.